The basic idea is that scientists generally agree that the Earth will become warmer in the future over the next coming decades. And ground level ozone, which is one of the key components of smog, ozone is formed by a complicated chemical reaction. And this reaction occurs more easily in hotter temperatures. So as temperatures increase in the future, then some regions of the country are likely to experience increases in their ozone levels, as dense areas such as Chicago are projected to rise about 20% throughout this century. The main thing to know about ozone is so ozone itself is a colorless, odorless gas, so you can't smell it. However, it's been linked to respiratory and cardiovascular disease, and it's certainly well known that if you're exposed to very high levels of ozone, it will kill you.
Your study estimates that by the 2080s, there will be 250 more deaths a year in the Chicago area because of air pollution. Can you explain?
Those numbers are basically the results of two pieces of research. So research by climate scientists that predicts that ozone levels will increase by 20% in the Chicago area. As you can imagine, it's very difficult to estimate the effect of ozone on human health. But what I do is I take sort of the best estimate that we have currently, and I say, if those estimates are correct, and if ozone goes up by 20%, given that there's about 3 million people in the Chicago area, what would be the increase in the number of deaths?
What would be some of the specific causes of death because of air pollution?
That's a good question. So I would say it's difficult to say with certainty, because it's already difficult enough to figure out what is the effect of ozone on the death rate. And when you then break that out by different diseases, it's even more difficult. That said, there's a lot of prior studies linking ozone things like respiratory disease, for example, and cardiovascular disease as well. As you might expect, people who are already sick to begin with are likely to be those who are most prone to being harmed and being killed by air pollution.
Is there any way that the deaths could be avoided? What changes would policymakers need to enact?
So any policy that reduces ozone levels would, of course, get to that benefit. Obviously, there's not much Chicago or even Illinois can do about global warming, right, and climate change in general, right? That's sort of a global phenomenon. So the increase in ozone levels is a very localized phenomenon. So anything that reduces the local levels of ozone will help mitigate its effects. So, for example, any policy which encourages people to drive less is a policy that would lower ozone levels. So to give one example of many, the state, I read the other week or a month ago, considering increasing the gasoline tax. An increase in gasoline tax does a bunch of different things. One of the things that it does is it discourages people from driving a lot. So that would be one policy lever that would operate to lower ozone levels.